Houston's Eagle, Dean and Raj, 7:08. Watch out for the patchy fog this morning. Otherwise today, sunshine, partly sunny. We'll have a high of 83. Currently 69.
All right, birthday scam time. Going out in the country. This guy has goats, and his wife tells us that they've been getting out. We're going to call from a neighbor who doesn't really know and complain about the wandering goats.
Hello, it's Josh.
Hi, Josh. This is your neighbor. How are you today?
Oh, hey, Mr. I'm doing real well, sir.
Just wanted to call with a concern we have because I know you have goats on your property. And
yes, sir.
And they tend to get out.
Occasionally. I'm sorry about that. We're trying to rein it in as best we can.
Well, here's the problem. There's another one on my property right now. He's standing on my shed over here. They always climb up on my little shed and they leave.
Yes, sir. They do like a high place.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I'll tell you what. I'll call Katie. She can't come over there and take care of that.
Well, that's
for you.
Great, but you know,
sir.
This is, if it would only have been once or twice, but I mean, this just keeps happening. I mean, why does it keep happening?
Honestly, sir, I don't know. I mean, we're doing the best we can with the fence. I go out there and I take care of all the barbed wire, this, that, and the other thing. Well, I do appreciate the understanding, though. Your patience is really kind, and I appreciate that.
Well, we're running out of patience. I mean, because, you know, we have dogs, and they get all riled up because your goats are just, next thing you know, I hear the dogs barking, and there's a goat in the backyard, and I mean, it's been several times now, and, you know, to say that you're going to fix
yes,
it,
sir.
I don't see it being fixed.
We've been doing the best that we can. We've only been in the neighborhood for about a year.
I know that.
We got this property.
I know you're new
right,
to the area. I don't know why you have goats, per se. I mean, most people around here have cattle.
We moved from Nashville, and my wife, Katie, just loves those goats. And, I mean, I'm sorry.
Well,
she
then,
had nothing
keep
at
them
all
in the
for
yard.
Cows. I'd
Is
be fine if we just had
much?
A dog. I'll give Katie a call and see if she can come over there and take care of it for you, and I'll do my very best to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Well, if it happens again, I got a little trivia for you. Do you know what the number one eaten meat in the entire world is?
Chicken?
No, it's goat, okay? And I'm
all right.
And I've got a mind to just get online and start Googling goat recipes.
I'll tell you what. You do anything close to anything toward my wife's goats, and you and I are going to have a problem. I've apologized.
Well, we
I've
already have a problem.
This,
we have a problem with your goats in my yard.
No, sir.
We have a problem ever since you moved in.
Your attitude. Now,
when
I'll tell you what,
goats,
I've already told you
you don't even know how to raise goats.
Feel free to come on over to my house and talk to my face instead of worrying about calling me on the phone.
Oh, okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
Now I'm trying to go ahead and take care of this, and what is it you're doing?
Why don't
you work, not now.
Raise kittens or something that you can handle.
Sir, if there was ever a person that needed help with their pussy, it sure ain't me.
Hey, now.
What?
That brought it to a halt.
Wow, there it is. Okay.
There it is.
This is not your neighbor, and I've never seen your wife, Katie, but she did contact Dean and Raj. She wanted us to call you. Wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you, fellas. I appreciate that.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.